regards to the Ryder Cup, forget the politics. You want to win that tournament? It's the biggest tournament between the two countries, or the Europe and the USA, by far the biggest. Throw the politics out. You got to put your best USA players in there. They did not do that, and it cost them the tournament. I'm out.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Absolutely. You try. This is Europe against USA. It's patriotism. You know, we in America, I got news for y'all. We've lost our damn minds. We've lost our damn minds. And everybody want to look at the politics and point that out. No, you can tune into my show, Straight Shooter with Stephen A., 6 to 8 p.m. every Wednesday night, POTUS, Channel 124. See y'all at 6. We can talk about the politics side. On the sports side, we lost our damn minds, too. It ain't just politics. Let me tell you something right now. I don't give a damn about it. Look, if I'm competing against Europe and I'm the USA, I want my best crew up in there. I need Koepka and Reed up there with Scheffler and the rest of the crew. That's what I need. I don't need cats that don't belong on there on the squad just because they playing with the PGA and not with LIV. That's number one. Number two, this is not the first time. Like, to me, I will always rail against women's basketball for not putting Caitlin Clark on that Team USA team. You want to grow the popularity of the sport, don't you? You want to get more money and marketing dollars, or don't you? You want to get more recognition and notoriety, or don't you? Caitlin Clark should have been on Team USA. Rising tide lifts all boats. The stupidity that Team USA exhibits, whether it's golf or women's basketball, in this case, sometimes it's alarming. It's absolutely alarming. We got to get it together. We trying to win or not. You understand? This ain't church. It's competition.